I got high last night for the first time in like a while.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I was vibing. Watch The Mandalorian.
Oh, how good is it?
The one I watched was the first time the Jedi came out. And
Ahsoka?
Yeah, and she's my favorite Jedi.
Yep. Hello and welcome, Keeping Up the Commissioner's Podcast Playoff Edition. So week 14, technically first round of the playoffs. Frankie, you made it. Drew, you didn't. How are you guys feeling?
Honestly, not too good after the start I had.
Dude, we'll get into it, but my team might be the worst two seed of all time right now. I have no business winning this game. Drew, the good news is you got a bye week, right, bud?
I got bye week. I'm feeling great, honestly. Wow. I wanted to have my playoff run. I almost got there. But I'm just happy not to be playing for last place. You know, I'm out of contention for last place.
Listen, you're taking steps up. You know, you were last, you were second to last, and now you have a bye week in the consolation bracket. So that's pretty – you're moving on up, starting from the bottom.
So Is it just those four teams that are playing basically for last place?
I think so, yeah, the ones that are playing this week. Because the losers are the one this week, then play each other for last.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, it helps if you go league and then, like, playoff and look at the bracket setup.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Visual yeah, the bracket's bracket. Actually sick. So last week we had our guest pick finale. We'll get the results here. I'm sure they probably already looked. Where do I have it? Yeah, so Seanfidence, 5-1, huge guest pick playoffs. Wow. Matt, 3-3. So, Sean, congrats to you. You don't need an ass hat if you come in last place. So, that's his prize.
That's huge.
I like the personalized prize. Yeah, Drew wasn't as mad about that as I thought he would be.
Me?
Yeah. Sean was like, he thought you'd be mad at that cop-out for a prize.
Why? Because I have an ass hat? I legitimately forget about it until it's brought up. Like, every weekend, like, we get on this thing, I'm like, wow, my ass is tattooed.
You do have an ass hat. It's beautiful, though. Thank I wouldn't you. Mind getting – I would get the same thing if I would come to this place.
Great year. It's a great
– I've been looking for an excuse to get another tattoo, so.
Hey,
dude,
the first
I
year –
I need another one.
The first year Kimbo Slice ever fought in the UFC?
And the year – and the year we all met each other.
That's
yeah. Fact. Less significant.
The commissioner's office became friends in 09. Well, Drew was kind of a dick at 09, but like 10, 11, he was nice.
Dick?
No, not really. I'm just kidding. all right, so for our season picks, Frankie finished the regular season 3-3, 48-30. I finished the regular season 6-0, 51-27. And let me just talk about how impressive this is.
Oh my God.
I was in my car. I wasn't looking at the matchups. I was just firing from the fucking hip, baby. 6-0. It's a beautiful sight. Drew, you didn't pick all the games, but assuming that you lose ones you didn't pick, you went 2-4, 33-45. So Frankie and I are going to. Yeah, Frankie and I are going to keep our picks going throughout the playoffs, and then the winner gets $50 from the other two, as we've determined.
You've had more years to do this, so...
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, more practice?
This is the best I've ever done. I usually am, like, around 500. All right, well, let's get right into the matchups here. Let's do consolation bracket first, I guess.
Yeah. You're just going to have to read me the games because I don't really.
You can minimize the Zoom or pull up. You know what I mean? All right. Yeah. So we'll go consolation bracket first here. Where is that? Let's see. Consolation. All right. So we got the 3 seed versus the 6 seed, the anti-vaxxers versus Shotness Monster. Mitch, anti-vaxxers, has lost 6 in a row. So that's not how you want to end the season. I feel like we may have brought that upon Mitch with our bad juju we brought to him, which is good. I'm happy that we did that for him.
Mm-hmm.
There's it. Jesse, 3-10. He got won a couple games there. So this is a bad game. I'm not gonna go too deep into it again. Consolation bracket just doesn't really matter. There's no way Mitch loses 7 in a row. It's always fuck Mitch, but I'm gonna go Mitch. Frankie, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I got a tough time picking Jesse. I feel like he's got, like, 2 actual NFL teams, like, are all of his players. I'm going to go with Mitch in this one as well.
Okay, Drew.
Yeah, I like that you're riding the statistics, Brendan, and I think that's a good one because really I don't even want to look at this game. I don't really care. But
yeah, exactly.
I'm going with Mitch as well. I think I like his matchups a little bit better. Yeah.
Cool. All right, easy one. We'll get to the next consolation bracket game. The fantasy team, 4-9. Sean won last week. That's good versus Andrew Unlucky, 4-9. He's lost his last two. So 4-9 versus 4-9 should be a close one. Jordan, I don't know if he set his lineup or not, but he got 5.5 points from Damian Harris. Not what you want to see from one of your starting running backs. You know, I don't know. I think I don't really care again. I think Sean's hot. He won the guest pick finale. I think Sean's going to win this game. Not too worried about it, Drew.
Did Sean comment on the rebrand? Is he keeping fantasy team or is that just a whole
new place? Oh, he did comment on it. I mean, we joke that you don't understand about the Washington football team. It's a joke based on that. He's probably not. You just figured that out?
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, so he's not keeping it. That's a temporary name like the Washington football team. So.
Okay. I'm gonna pick him in this one too. I think that's a underproduction by Harris and I don't like anyone on Jordan's team really except Watkins.
Yeah. Fair. Frank?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sean as well. I think Jordan might have to get two ass tats this year.
One on each cheek. All right, so now the games that everyone cares about, the playoffs.
Yes.
We'll start with my game, Commissious Coxman versus Ryan Moab Bombers. 1-1 last week, barely against Jesse. Ryan's on a 2-game hot streak. I'm obviously going to pick myself, but boy, is my team bad right now. None of the guys that I thought were going to come back came back. Galladay has been questionable and then out for 6 straight weeks. Mixon and Kittle were supposed to come back off IR, and they haven't. With my luck, I'm going to lose this week. They'll come back next week for the fourth-place game that doesn't matter at all. But let me talk myself into it a little. Russell Wilson against the Jets, terrible defense. Tyler Boyd against Dallas, terrible defense. And then we got Rashad Perriman on the Jets against Seattle, 32nd-ranked pass defense. And then Seattle defense against the Jets, I don't know. I mean, like, I need some miracles. I will say Young Ho Koo has been my MVP the past few weeks since I got him. I think I'm going to ride the Young Ho all the way to a victory this week. I'm picking myself. And let's go, Frankie.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great matchup for you, but I do think you're going to pull this one out somehow. I think Kareem Hunt is going to have a better game than Nick Chubb today, and that's going to
– Tomorrow.
I think that's it. Tomorrow.
Okay, well, I love that thought. Yeah, it's Monday night.
Okay, tomorrow.
I love that thought process, Frankie.
Got me tripping. All the days are blending together.
Well, yeah, it's tough.
It sucks that you didn't get your players back. I don't think Young Ho is going to be a standout.
Bro, look at his numbers.
Sure.
Click on Young Ho's numbers.
He's a kicker.
Bro, look at his numbers.
Okay.
He's like 12 to 16 points a week.
Hey, yeah, he's ranked number one. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, bro.
Young Ho.
I'm riding that Young Ho all weekend long.
Oh, wow. 20 points from Akers on Ryan's bench.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ryan's team better this week. I'm picking Ryan, but I think this is going to be a close one, and I think you can win it, B, so you're welcome.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I don't know if it's going to happen, but all right, so we'll roll on to the next playoff game. The only other one of the week, Frankie, Joe Exotic, 8-5, lost 2 in a row. Don't love to see that limping into the playoffs versus Maddie, the Denver Dabber, snuck in at that 5th seed. On Thursday, you got 11 from Cooper Kupp. That's pretty good, but Matt got 21 points from the Rams defense.
Just watching that game was just tough.
So I don't love your Ben Roethlisberger versus Buffalo. David Montgomery's been playing well. Mike Davis is, I don't know, since I dropped him, kind of stink. but again, Matt starting Duke Johnson. Juju Smith-Schuster has been terrible this year. This is going to be a close game. I don't know. I honestly think Travis Kelce is going to have a monster game like he does literally every week, and I think he's going to pull it out for you, Frank. So I'm going to pick you. And then, Drew, what do you think?
So this is the battle of the COVID boys. Matt recently got over it, and he's down in Boca somewhere trying to get it again.
I saw him out at a bar. Yeah, out at a bar last night, no mask.
Sucking face, sucking face with some girls. Him and Larry were all over the dance floor.
Yeah.
So he's really putting in his dues. Mm-hmm. I think Matt's going to take this one straight just because he's putting in his work this weekend and he's really doing his research.
Yeah, he's really working hard on fantasy.
Yeah, this one's going to Matt.
All right. Frank?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not confident at all in this matchup. The Thursday night, that was a bad start for my team. And then I had hopes McCaffrey was coming back. He was scheduled to come back. He got hurt again. He's mm-hmm. not playing. I was going to play Miles Sanders, but he's just been sucking dick.
They don't give him the ball.
I can't play him.
The whole team.
Yeah, it's just tough. So I'm playing Mike Davis, hopefully he has a big game. And Antonio Gibson got hurt. It's not great, but I'm going to pick myself.
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, the Sanders thing is so annoying because he averages like 6 yards a carry and they just don't give him the ball.
If they, yeah, I don't know. Just the Eagles in general are pretty frustrating. I'm sure Drew can.
They need to fire Peterson big time. Yeah, well, maybe now that they're starting Hurts, they'll give Miles Sanders like 30 carries.
I mean, yeah, it is tempting. You know, I was doing a little research and they were saying he's going to get the ball more, but who the fuck knows? I don't know. The Saints are great. So
I mean, and the thing is like Wentz was an awful quarterback. You think any time to give your running back the ball would be when you have the worst quarterback in the league behind center, and they didn't do it. So, so who knows?
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. The mighty have fallen with Carson Wentz. I remember the Browns used to get dragged for not drafting him. And look at that, smartest thing of all time.
They look like geniuses.
Absolutely geniuses.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
I'm getting depressed.
All right, let's go. I'm not getting depressed. Brownies 9-3 going to get a big win this week. Gambling picks. I'm going with the Falcons -1 versus the Chargers. I think both these teams have the potential to score a lot of points, but the Chargers are like just a terribly coached team. And, I mean, so are the Falcons. But I'm going to take the Falcons, little Matt Ryan action, -1. I love that line. They're going to – who knows? They'll win by – they'll win by 6 or 7, so I'll take that. And then my other one, Browns +2 versus Ravens. Browns home underdogs. Are you kidding me? We're 9-3. The Ravens are 2-4 in their last 6. The Browns are 4-0 in their last 4. Home underdogs on Monday Night Football in front of the lights. That's a crazy line. Give me that all day. Second mortgage on the house on that one. So, Frank, you got any gambling picks?
Yeah, I'm just looking through now. I guess I'll take the Saints -9 against the Eagles.
Fair.
And then the Bears, I got to pick them against Houston.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that's what my app's showing me.
No, I know, but you're going to pick the Bears in that?
Yeah. I think Brandon Cooks isn't playing. I don't think Deshaun –
wait, Brandon Cooks isn't playing?
I don't believe so.
He's on my other fantasy team.
He might be questionable right now.
No, he's playing. He's playing.
Is he?
Let me read.
Okay, he's expected to play, but it doesn't really matter.
Deshaun Watson versus Mitch Trubisky. I just got to go with the quarterback in that. But, the Bears are a better team.
Trubisky's on fire. What does
pick mean? Trubisky's not on fire. It means there's no line. It's just straight head-to-head.
Yeah, there's, no points. Win. Yeah. It's basically a win. Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, you got anything?
Yeah, I have a bet this week, actually.
Let's see it.
Money line, Florida versus LSU. Take LSU in this one. You know they're gonna do it. They're just gonna do a big upset. I see.
You see a massive upset.
Yeah. Yep. I think number 3 Wilson's gonna fuck the game. I think we can't play defense. Kyle Trask not for Heisman.
Hate to see it. You really hate to see it. It's been a tough weekend for Drewby. Maybe Jalen Hurts will give you some excitement this week. Who are they? They're playing the Saints. You never know. You never know.
That's why they play the games.
Yeah, they do. This is why they play the games. All right. Well, on that note, good luck to everyone except Mitch. I guess it doesn't matter. He's in the consolation bracket anyways. But
yeah, whatever.
Good luck to everyone except Mitch. Frankie, hopefully I'll be seeing you sometime in the playoffs, but probably not because both our teams stink.
Yeah, we're bad.
All right. See you guys later.
Peace, boys.
Peace. See you guys.